That is right. That was written in 1911, the time of the big Harriman line strike. The shopcrafts, the machinists, boilermakers, and so forth, all the shopmen went out on a strike. And, of course, the way they were lined up at that time, the trainmen, engineers, and firemen, they stayed on the job. So Joe Hill, I think he wrote this when he was right here in San Pedro. Now the shopmen on the SP line to strike sent out a call, but Casey Jones, the engineer, he wouldn't strike at all. The boiler, it was leaking, and the driver's on the bum, and the bearings of the engine, they were all out of plumb. But Casey Jones kept that junk pile running. Casey Jones was working double time. Casey Jones got a wooden medal for being good and faithful on the SP line. Now the shopmen got together and they said it wasn't fair for Casey Jones to go around a scabbing everywhere. And someone puts a bunch of railroad ties across the track, and Casey hit the river with an awful crack. Casey Jones hit the river bottom. Casey Jones broke his bloomin' spine. Casey Jones became an Angelino. He took a trip to heaven on the SP line. Now when Casey Jones got up to heaven to the pearly gates, he says, "I'm Casey Jones, the guy that pulled the SP freights." "You're just the man," said Peter. "Our musicians went on strike. You can get a job scabbing any time you like." Casey Jones went up to heaven. Casey Jones was doing mighty fine. Casey Jones went scabbing on the Angels just like he did the shopmen on the SP line. Now the Angels got together and they said it wasn't fair for Casey Jones to go around the scabbing everywhere. And Angels Union number 23, they sure were there, for they promptly fired Casey down the golden stair. Casey Jones went to hell a-flying. Casey Jones, the devil said, "Oh, fine." Casey Jones got busy shoveling sulfur. That's what he got for scabbing on the SP line.